Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
Well, our vision is to create something that will be universal, okay? Like an universal signage, okay? An inclusive signage. If we can solve other accessible challenges, we will be able to extend the technology faster and in the end create a more accessible world for the visually impaired community.
And the technology that he is talking about is called NaviLens, which we've talked about before on this show, and we'll hear just how much progress they've been making on making the world truly accessible to all kinds of people.
We'll speak with Javier Pita, founder and CEO of NaviLens, about how the system is being used in transportation and other venues to provide location, direction, and other dynamic data to anybody who needs it. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Javier Pita.
My tip is put your passion in the thing that you want to achieve in order to achieve it.
And that's good advice, no matter what kind of task you're involved in. But we'll hear how NaviLens has put their passion into making the world more inclusive for not only the visually impaired, but for sighted individuals.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Javier and learning about NaviLens, the company. And we'll get to NaviLens, the product, in the focus segment in a few minutes.
My name is Javier Pita. I'm the CEO and founder of NaviLens. At NaviLens Technology, we have a passion to create a more inclusive world for the visually impaired community. And we have created NaviLens.
Can you describe NaviLens?
NaviLens is the next generation QR code that can be read without focusing from a long distance for more than 60 feet far away. And we are putting all our passion in order to that this technology will be available in the most number of facilities, transportation agencies, and food packages, and in general, all the things that can create a better world for the blind community.
So you're fully sighted. How did you get into the field of access technology for the blind?
Yes, very good question. I have a brother that has visual impairment, okay? And I have observed since my childhood the difficulties that my brother, my parents, okay, have in a daily basis.
And what motivated the idea of NaviLens? How did that come about?
I saw the possibilities of using the technology for the good. And we started to work on how we can create something with the technology in order to help the visually impaired community, okay? And we started to think about the cameras. And our first approach was to use QR codes. But the QR codes, as you know, you need to be very close in order to read it, in order to scan it. So you need to know where exactly is the QR code in order to read it. And we decided between our startup called Neosystec and the University of Alicante to create a new kind of QR code that could be read from very long distance without need to focus. And was when we spent 5 years of our life from 2012 to 2017 doing a very, very important research on how to achieve a new kind of QR code that can be read it without focus or without enframe it. And at the end of this long research, we achieved that we think that is the next generation QR code, the NaviLens code that can be read at 60 feet far away, 60 feet, that is an incredible amount, okay, of distance without need to focus. And it was the beginning of the project. And in the end, making a technology that helps the people that for good is much better for me than create technology only for increase the productivity of business or something like that.
For anybody who's never seen a QR code, a typical QR code is a small array of little tiny black and white squares.
Yes.
Your variant of the QR code has many fewer squares, and each square is much bigger than a typical QR code square, and that enables it to be read from a much greater distance, right?
Yes, yes, this is very important. The QR code was invented 26 years ago. It was created last century, okay, in Japan. It was an incredible invention. But the problem is, in that time, okay, the codification of the codes, artificial markers, was to use black and white. That means zero or one.
But you're using colored squares. Can you describe the benefit of that?
Using Naviless, instead of use black and white, we use four colors. We use the magenta, we use cyan, and we use yellow and black. And using that, we can adding more information in the same space. And adding more information in the same space allow us to use bigger tiles. And use bigger tiles, okay, we can achieve an incredible distance capability to read the Naviness code.
Support for Eyes on Success is made possible in part by our corporate partners.
Find out more about partnership opportunities by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the NaviLens navigation system and what new features have been developed since the last time we did an episode about it a year and a half ago.
For people who aren't familiar with the NaviLens system, can you give a quick summary of how it works?
Yes, of course. So the thing is, we use the camera of any mobile phone, iPhones and Android, with using a computer vision algorithm to detect, to read the NaviLens code. And the idea is adding the NaviLens code on the physical asset, on the physical elements, for example, in an entrance, in a bus stop, in a signage indicating that you must turn right in order to access to the platform number two, for example, okay? And the users can open NaviLens, okay, hold the mobile phone over the chest, and the camera will detect the codes meanwhile the user is working. So the camera will detect the NaviLens code very far away and will read the information of that particular code. If, for example, we are detecting a bus stop, the NaviLens app will read that at, for example, 40 feet far away, okay, there is a bus stop and will inform about when the next bus is coming. And the important thing about this and using the computer vision algorithm, using the camera, is that we are not only telling the user exactly and with a lot of accuracy the distance to the element, okay? We are informing the user what is the direction to that element. That is super important, so important in outdoors and indoors, of course.
Well, that's nice because GPS can get us close with our smart devices and our smartphones, but the last few feet are sometimes problematic. And also knowing the schedules of the buses is important. So basically what you're saying is a blind person is walking around some public space, the phone is scanning for these NaviLens tags and is automatically giving them directions.
Yes, in the outdoors, the GPS is not accurate enough in order to fill the last few yards problem. So you can use the GPS in order to go to the vicinity to the bus stop. But when you are at the vicinity of the bus stop, you need to exactly locate where is the bus stop.
The other really neat thing I think about this technology is it is so easy to implement. Basically, these are printed signs. It doesn't rely on any costly hardware or batteries that are going to drain. You just print the signs, enter them into a database, and bingo, there it is.
Yes, this is a very important factor because when you build something in order to make a more accessible world, you need to build something that will be sustainable. Okay. And the thing is, when, for example, we talk with customers and tell them, okay, it's as easy to print the element and add into the current signage or the current bus stop or any element, and they don't need to make any maintenance over the codes, okay? So in generally, this technology scales very well.
You told us how the NaviLens system is currently being applied in transportation systems. What other applications can NaviLens be used for?
We have recently launched the first food package with a NaviLens code that is, was in the UK. Kellogg's company, okay, the Kellogg's, launched past October the first food package with the NaviLens code in the Coco Pops, okay? So the thing is, in a food package, you have a lot of information. You have information about the calories, you have information about ingredients, allergens. So the thing is how to make that information more accessible. The solution was adding the NaviLens code that is as simple as integrate the graphic into the package. And the incredible thing is that one user can read the code without knowing exactly where is the Coco Pops in the supermarket itself, okay, and access to all the information, not only where exactly is, accessing to all the information about the packages.
That must provide an awful lot of flexibility about what information is provided and to whom.
We can create new kind of experience. For example, why not reading the information in your own language? So the thing is, the same code, our vision is to create something that will be universal, okay? Like an universal signage, okay? An inclusive signage. Not only thinking in the main goal that we have, because if we can solve other accessible challenges, like for example, people that don't speak English to access to the information that the package has, we will be able to extend the technology faster and in the end create a more accessible world for the visually impaired community.
Tell us how the friends and family feature works.
Yes, we are very proud to launch the new friends and family feature. The friends and family feature is the ability to share the information that you record in the blank tags. The blank tags are the domestic use of the NaviLens code, where any user in the world can download the NaviLens app, download the NaviLens code, and use in a domestic use case. For example, labeling anything, of course. And for example, you want to label some boxes or some Tupperwares. For example, we have users that have sent messages to us in order that they are using the codes in order to label small trees, in order to add in the information. For example, imagine a last treatment that this bonsai received or something like that, okay? So you can easily record information in that codes that are your information. But what's the problem? We received a lot of messages telling, okay, it will be great in order to share the information that they are recording in the personal codes because I live with my couple is visually impaired, or I live in a student's apartment with other friends, okay, or family. So we launched a new feature that anyone can share the information that is stored in that particular code. So for example, if I live in a student's flat, okay, imagine that I live with another person that has sight loss, I can record the information in the NaviLens code and share that information with my friend in that flat. So when he or she is going to read the NaviLens code, he or she will be able to read the information that I store in the other way as well.
So essentially, I can share information that I created for my personal NaviLens tags with other people.
Yes, of course, okay? And this is very funny because, for example, imagine that you store food in the fridge and use Tupperwares, okay? And you want to store, okay, this is rice or beans or something, okay? You can share that information and you can update information each other, okay? So if the other person writes something, the original person is going to read the original information that he recorded plus the new information, okay? And this is very funny. For example, imagine if you are in your own house. Of course, you know perfectly well your house, okay? Of course, you know exactly where are the light switches, where exactly are the different rooms in your house. but your guest doesn't know, okay, about exactly where is the different elements in your house. So you can use the Navidens code in order to label things inside your house, for example, okay? And when your guest is coming to your house, okay, you only share this information of your Navidens code, okay, with them, and they will be able to read that information independently, okay? And when the user is leaving from your house, okay, you can stop sharing with them that information.
So this Navilens system sounds great. Can you give a demonstration of how it would work?
I have used my GPS in order to go to the vicinity to the bus stop. I'm going to open Navilens, hold the mobile phone over my chest, and when the code is captured, the system will tell me
6 feet away, bus stop East 23 Street, Broadway. Next arrivals, the next M23 SBS bus to Chelsea Piers 12 AV is 5 minutes away, 6 feet away. Bus stop East 23.
And in the moment that I walk,
3 feet.
Okay, so the system is telling me where is the exact direction to the bus stop and the distance to the bus stop and the next arrivals in real time. That is so impressive. And the thing is, that make to, for example, to solve the last few feet problem is as easy as to add in the Navilens code on the bus stop. And this is very important.
So in case you missed it, Javier is near Barcelona in Spain. That example he just played was from the New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority program where they've implemented Navilens on the 23rd Street bus line in the middle of Manhattan. So that was a major achievement, getting that implemented in such a major system. When you were doing the demonstration, we obviously heard the speech describing where the bus stop is and what the next bus coming is, but there were also some various noises. What were those?
Yes, the noises are the location of the code, okay? So for example, if you are far away from the code, you will see an intermittent sound, very slow, pimping, 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 something like that. If you are close, okay, the interval will be close. So you will hear pimping, 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 okay? Mm-hmm. And if you are, the code is in your left, on your right, we change the sound in order to inform you where exactly is the code. And this is the classic mode at the Navilens. The new Navilens 360 Vision will offer an incredible new 3D position sound in the space in order to inform to the user where exactly is the code in an awesome experience for the users.
So if you're wearing some kind of earphones or AirPods, does this information come to you in stereo?
Yes, of course. In stereo and in 3D. We are using a 3D sound system that you can hear exactly in the space what is the code. With the new Navilens 360 Vision, the user don't need to still pointing to the code, so seeing the code with the camera of the mobile phone to know exactly where the code is. So for example, imagine you are very far away from the bus stop. You get the camera, get the code with only one frame, okay? We capture the code, but in that moment you move to your right and the camera are not still seeing that code, okay? So with the new Navilens 360 Vision, the code will be tracked in the system since the first vision of the code. So if you move to your right or you go back or you go in a completely different direction, the code will be always positioned in the located in the space and informing you that the code is for example at your 3 or your 4 or your 10 at, for example, 80 feet far away or something like that.
Oh, so that makes it very easy to orient yourself then.
Yes, it's like a completely new experience for making a virtual wayfinding or making an augmented reality experience for the visually impaired community.
So I understand that you're also collaborating with some teachers of the visually impaired and visually impaired students in Wisconsin to make educational flashcards.
Yes, yes. He used the different Navilens code in order to implement different pieces of information on them in order to create a completely learning and fun experience for the students. It's very, very exciting.
Well, you've really put this Navilens system to some great and creative uses.
Something new from in this year is the new school kit. The Navilens kit are a set of pre-recorded Navilens code with pre-recorded information on them. So, for example, imagine in a school, you always have toilets, male toilet, female toilet, okay? You always have the principal office, mathematics classroom, okay, or something like that. So we collaborate with schools in the USA in order to define this amount of code that will be needed in a typical USA school in order to offer for free in Navilens. Indeed, any school in the USA and in the world can download the free Navilens codes for a school at free.navilens.com. And downloading that, you only need to print and put in the facility. This was the first collaboration that we did, okay, with the Wisconsin School for the Blind. And we are doing other very interesting projects that Tim Falberg can tell more about, because he is who is leading that kind of project that are amazing.
And we will be speaking with Tim Falberg and some of his students next week a bit more about these innovations like the school kit.
The other thing I wanted to point out to people is that for the user, this service is free, because the public venues like transportation places, the venue itself is paying for the service, but it's free to the user to use on their phone, as are the personal tags that one can make for around their own house.
Yes, absolutely. And our NDA is that this technology will always free for the user, always, okay? And the thing is, when you, for example, the sighted people go to a facility, to a metro, okay, and buy a ticket, okay, you don't pay for reading or seeing the signage, okay? So why the visually impaired people need to pay for use the signage, the accessible signage in this case? This is the fundamental of the Navilens technology, always free for the users.
The other neat thing about the Navilens system is that it benefits not only the blind community, but also people who are sighted. We didn't have time to talk about this, but Javier also pointed out to us on the side that this system was also being used, for example, on street signs in some communities in Barcelona. Sighted people would use their phones to read these signs, and the signs would tell them not only what the street was, but maybe a little history about the street and some history about some of the famous buildings on the street. So it was useful for tourists also. And I think this will give the technology a great chance to expand, because it's used by more people than just the small blind community.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Navilens and how to contact them.
If people want to find out more about Navilens or download the app, how would they do that?
Yes, it's very easy. Navilens is available in iPhones and Android, of course. Okay, this is another policy that we have, to that any user in the world with any kind of mobile phone can use Navilens. So the app in the Apple market or Google Play, they can search for Navilens. And if they are close for a facility that have Navilens, that is more and more facilities right now. But if not, they can download the free Navilens code and use for labeling things or for the other uses that we have talked today.
And how do you spell Navilens?
Navilens is Navilens. The origin of the name was navigation lens.
For venues, museums, etc., who want to make their venues accessible, How would they go about doing that?
It's very easy. First, they must to take a look about in free.nabilance.com, because we are launching new kits that are free that the venues can download it in order to implement in the venues. Okay, like for example, the school kits or the accession kits or something like that. If they want to create their own tags with their own information, they need to contact us at info@nabilance.com in our website. Okay, and we provide them of a professional account. And indeed, for example, in the museums, it's an incredible experience because the same Nabilance code that is helping to make more accessible information for the visually impaired community are helping to all the visitors to access the information in their own language. In this case, in Nabilance, we translate information in 33 languages. And the other thing is that the museums can easily add in multimedia information for that specific code. So imagine you only put one code, you will not a piece of art or in one section of the museum, and you are creating accessible information for the visually impaired, okay? And helping to eliminate breaking all the language barriers for all the visitors. Having a multimedia experience accessing to more information, augmented reality information about that particular piece of art or something like that, okay? And we are adding the ability to add to the same code sign language videos, pictograms, okay, and easy to read information in order to create an universal signage for everybody.
That's great. Do you have a social media presence?
Our main social media channel is Twitter. Okay, so Twitter is very simple, Nabilance. Okay, and we are using as well YouTube. We in YouTube, you can see a lot of implementation, a lot of testimonies of the users, and a lot of tutorials in order to use Nabilance.
And your primary website for a potential user who wants to learn more?
Yes, it's very simple as well. It's www.nabilance.com.
If you want to print out your own personal Nabilance tags to use them around the home or wherever you can make use of them, you can find more information about that, as well as all the rest of the contact information that we just talked about, in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 2108. Next week on Eyes on Success, as we mentioned before, we'll be talking about the Nabilance school kits. We'll speak with Tim Fahlberg, a math and computer science teacher at the Wisconsin Center for the Blind. And he first learned about the Nabilance system by listening to our previous episode in which we discussed it. And he thought, now that's a great tool. And he's been working with students to expand on the idea and create the school kits. And we will talk with him and several students about the Nabilance school kit and how they're making use of it.
Be sure to catch that episode if you want to find out more about the Nabilance system and how it has been used by these students at the Wisconsin School for the Blind. It's pretty exciting what these kids did.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.